Yes, Lieutenant Officer Alden. 7-10-74 at approximately
3:23.
We're sitting at the Sanborn exit waiting for at the turnaround area, and we're observing a UFO off in the southwest direction. The object is at times silhouetted in the sky, which is apparently a quarter of a mile away.
Do you see any outline of the item at all?
Yeah, we both thought we saw an outline of some kind. I think in dive and raid several times.
Tell them that it's flashing lights that it's responding to.
10-5-8 on its way down there to observe it also. If there's any way you can draw a picture of it, do that. Keep notes on any trajectory it goes on.
It just went down.
Yeah.
Just dove off to it.
Hovering or going up and down.
What's the angle?
If it's going towards you. If you're anywhere near it, observe any indications as to power failures in the radio system, anything like that.
Yeah, he just dove in a westerly direction, raised back original height.
Tell him it seems to respond to signals.
It's responding to signals as far as that goes.
Tell him
it's going to get brighter, move around, etc.
Tell him we flash lights at it, and it seems to flash lights at it.
Yeah, just a little. Jesus Christ!
See, I did too, and it went around and sort of wheeled around underneath. We're observing the object moving.
Yeah, that thing's swiveling around from time to time. We have blue and red lights on the rear end of it, apparently.
10-5, approximately how far away is it?
I'd say about
3/4 of a mile. 3/4 of a mile?
Yeah, 1/4 of a mile.
We'll say 1/2 mile or so, 1/2 to 3/4. The lights are very good. They get pretty bright and dull out. Did we get a good outline of them?
Tell them that when we flash lights at it, it responds by changing the lights.
When we flick lights on it, flick our lights, it responds, changing colors, etc.
I'm fucking nervous
myself. Feeling signal from what he's done. Look at him. See him changing? Change to blue. See him move down? See him move over? Look at him. See the outline? See him?
I can't quite see. I can see the outline.
Move it. See him move?
Yeah.
He moves with the light. Look at him now. See, I got red and blue.
Yeah. Look at it go now.
Yeah. Oh, so he's coming at us.
Is it?
Yeah, look at him dive.
Is he coming? He is getting closer.
He is.
Yeah.
607 Bell Napa. This thing's getting closer to us.
Now that we flash the UFO, he's at it. It
gets close. It's not gone.
Do you see any lights over the trees?
I saw one friggin' beam go down on it.
Yeah, that's what I saw too. Tom, will you seem to see a beam from time to time coming from it?
No, I'm not going to fail. Fuck that shit.
I've always wanted to see a UFO.
I saw the fucking outline. I don't know if you did or not, but it looked like it had quite a crack.
I saw you in the football shaped thing.
Look, hit the lights for a second. Okay, I need to draw this. Yeah, look.
That's what I saw, too.
That's like that. The fucking light was coming from this section, Mac. And there was orange and blue on here.
Yeah,
and then what it was, to the light. Now, what it was, Mac, what it. You calling me? Hold up.
Oval or oblong, blue and red lights at the rear, green and yellow lights at the front. Southwest of direction from them, there at the Amberton turnaround on 93, approximately 1/2 mile away from them.
Good?
That's
coming at
me. Look at him move.
It is. Look at it go. See, it's turning up a little bit. The light disappears at the bottom of the sphere.
All I know, Mark, is that 1 minute there, when he starts to come at us, the fucking light seems to be right in the center.
Go ahead.
We saw the light from the dice radio.
Still have it in sight?
Affirmative.
Now it seems to be moving away.
It seems to be moving away a little. Yeah, small.
Okay, I'm still running, and what's your rank, Krishan, your official position? Do you have a sergeant or zero? Captain, patrolman, or what?
No, I'm administrative supervisor.
Okay.
It's a new rank, just came out. It's not being announced officially. It's just a matter of days now.
Good. I might as well go ahead then.
See, it's turning up a little bit. The light disappears at the bottom of the sphere.
All I know, Mark, is that 1 minute there, when he starts to mad at the fucking light seems to be right in the center of the
table.
We saw the light from the dice radio.
Still have it in sight?
Affirmative.
Now it seems to be moving away.
It seems to be moving away a little.
You still have it in
sight? It's moved in a leftly direction.
Now the movie flashlight says it seems to be closer.
It's blues.
It's moving in a westerly direction.
See him?
See
him,
everybody?
Yeah.
Correction, he's now moving back south, southerly direction. These lights too going around and spooling us, man. But that fucker was
going around. No, see? Look at the flag.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, I just saw blue and yellow.
Yeah?
Put them on, hey.
Put on it, please, don't
matter. All right, go ahead.
We have a camera with you, Tim.
Negative on that. We just had more signals on it. Don't want them to get a shot, like.
Affirmative. Don't have 204.
Signaling
an SOS with your,
You guys, Yeah, we got an outline now. It's
with SOS,
red, yellow, and blue.
With SOS.
607 advises
3-2 and 3.
To your left.
You can not dash. What is it? Do it.
Change red then?
Yeah. We've got a
fucking outline and stuff. We've got Belmont. Yeah, we don't see the fucking outlines we have. Fucking where the headlights are.
Equipment. So it's like a flat top gun.
getting some more sand, I hope.
Yeah. So lights, I can see another cat coming.
See the red?
And see? Red and blue? See it?
Look at Franklin underneath him. I think it's Warren Samuel. What do you think, Steve?
No, Samuel's over this way.
Samuel's in the back of it. Control 4607.
Go ahead.
We're at exit 22. Which way do we go from here?
They might have went by us. Turn around, come back through. There's a turnaround area just past exit 22. We're at the turnaround area just before exit 22.
Get on the northbound.
North 10-5.
Southbound.
You'll probably have to pick on the southbound lane and come back through. It'll be the first turnaround after you turn around.
Look at
he's now moving southbound that trick.
10-5.
Keep flashing. Look at him. Look at him.
See the red and green?
See the red and green?
Yeah, I can see the blue.
There's blue, there's everything.
Hey, the price starting down.
You'll keep flashing it. He came real close last time.
607.
Hey, I started seeing another outline.
Yeah, he's got an outline on this. He's moving back in, flashing all colors.
See if you can get an outline on
it.
Huh?
He's looking for him.
Listen to him. Well, we can hear you to a hole
down there.
He's flashing the colors now, see him?
Now you see.
Now me.
Okay, now I'll try it. Now me. Now you see.
LF-61-1097 Rose.
Come almost down to us, Mike, once. Now you see. Now me. Okay, now I'll try it. Now me. Now you see.
LF-61-1097
Okay, now, Mom. Now let's try the spots for the flashers. Okay.
Invite them in for coffee. Six oh seven is real five. Hate to say it, it can't be the same one, boys. We got a moment around down here. If I'm looking at this kind of thing, I'm gonna have a raise. Yeah, we've got another one moving around here too, by the way, Bert. We just bought another one.
Put together from what Franklin said, the two came up, joined this one, or came in the
Frank Capizula, do you take this serious that there might have been one in front
of you? No, I don't.
You don't? How about this one?
Well, I don't have any idea, really. And only what they said, and it seemed to me they were serious, you know.
It seems
that
they were serious.
Yeah, but
somebody might
have
been pulling
their
leg or something.
Could be, and, you know, I don't know how they would tell it on
the
radio.
They really joke, really almost never joke on the radio.
Yeah.
But I think it's an unusual enough.
Yeah, someone that has some smart aleck thing to say.
Yeah, I've always heard some amazing things come in sometimes, you know. Okay. Now, we know approximately where they were in the UFO. So basically, they're dealing with one UFO and then later on a second one in their area.
That's right. That's what I get from the tape.
Yeah, and Franklin said they saw two ones plus the one that was over here, which makes
right.
Three.
So, yeah. You
know, you've got to watch out for somebody seeing a star at one point or planet.
Yeah.
Okay. So we know about where this happened, you know, where the interchange is and everything. You know, who's involved, basically. Can you rattle off these guys' names by number just to the tape?
Okay, 607 is Mike Alden. Mark Payne is 606. 204 would be Officer McCarty from Belmont.
How do you spell his last name?
Capital M-C, capital C-A-R-T-Y.
Okay.
That's Mike McCarty.
Mike McCarty, Belmont.
Belmont, right. Then it would be 214 would be Norman Stanley from Belmont.
S-T-A-N-L-E-Y,
I assume. I'm not sure that's spelled.
Polish.
Yeah.
Polish.
And then it would be 8, which is Stephen
Hodges
from the Belmont County Sheriff's Department.
Do you know how to spell Stephen? E-V-E-N or E-P-E-N?
I believe it's a V.
E-V-E-N, H-O-D-V-E-G-E-N?
Yes.
Belmont, definitely okay.
Yeah. And then they had 306 in there somewhere, which would be Scott Wolf from Guilford Police Department.
Okay, 306. Hitting the cast.
W-O-L-F-F.
Oh, F-F, good.
We don't know who the friend is. It'd
be easy enough to find out, yeah.
Okay, somebody should check the phone, I guess.
Well, you could go down to Franklin Police Station and see what the...
Would there be, I have a question. I was out coon hunting in North Conway Sunday night. Would there be any satellites visible at that time?
Could have been. Satellites, you just go over.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because I saw what I thought was a satellite.
They go over.
I've never seen what I guess is a UFO. Yeah, right. It just a slow, globe-looking thing, kind of a reflective like a star, and it just...
Going toward the east?
Yeah. It was going in an easterly direction.
It was going east?
Yeah, what towards Maine, and I was in North Conway. It was going probably in a northeasterly direction.
Good enough on that. Well, we have a list of objectives, and one of the highest ones was getting that tape, and I would say it's quite an interesting thing. I have a few expletives deleted in there.
Well,
but that's life. Okay, now,
profanity, just, you know, that
one other point that I'm very interested is seeing any of their sketches. Do you have any of those around or copy?
They are extremely mediocre. I have to say, because I'm the sketch man in this department, and they are lousy.
Okay.
Can I see them? No, because I don't have them, and it's not in Alden's locker.
On my chief's desk it was originally.
I don't know.
Let me take a look. It was one. I saw
it. If it wasn't a chief's desk, it's in the way back somewhere.
What he had drawn.
Oh, good. Yeah, I would like to see anything. John,
chief, throw it out.
If it's lousy, I'm going to turn this tape over now. Okay. If you can. Yeah, I have paper here. You can.
I'm no artist either.
Two views. One is an edge on, and the other one is from below.
Look, John, you used to be an artist or something, didn't you?
The only one I recall seeing was the edge on one. The side view of it.
Whatever you can remember and describe it.
Let me rifle this guy's locker and maybe.
Yeah, do that. Right.
I'll find something. I don't like the mean it.
That's all of the locker?
Yeah. Record that.
Page logs.
There it is. Oh, bingo.
He got it. Way to go. Cop from the seat.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey. What do you, they do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Go ahead. And they've got the hotline number written right on that page.
Okay.
Now, do you have any zeros?
They wrote that on later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, we see in the middle of the round football thing with a slight dome as if they're looking from the bottom, at the bottom of a flat disk.
Yeah.
And then another one that could be an edge-on disk, double convex lens, and a perfectly big dome with three lights on it. Could you?
And one is Mike with a B, meaning blue.
Okay,
this is right in the back. That's a fourth one.
Oh, the fourth one behind, okay. Now, this is where they're sitting in the direction.
Right.
And there's three
there's
dots,
right
well,
there.
Four positions here.
There's one, two, three. And there's a fourth one back there.
Is that one? There were four of them then?
Yep.
Is that what that means?
That's what that
drawing
means, because I... All right, the drawing was, had the following. Had this on it, and nothing more when I first saw it.
Okay, the two
that number was written on later. Those were made later, and this sketch was made in front of me. Mike Payne made it
the
morning after.
Showing me the position.
Explaining to me what
Payne
what the position
up. Who drew the UFOs? It's
Mark Payne.
Payne drew them, and he's coming in. He's got some dotted lines showing where perhaps the dome is obscured. That's his convention, dotted line showing.
Sure.
Now, do you have any Xerox facilities here?
Yeah, we'll make you a copy.
Good.
But I'll tell you something that bothers me.
What's that?
This was drawn at the time when they were talking about a silhouette.
Now, okay.
If you draw a silhouette of this right here, if you were to draw a silhouette of that, it would look like this. And if you were to draw a silhouette of this, it would look like that. You would not see this, and you would not see this. Especially at night, with backlighting, because a silhouette would only be seen through a backlighting.
They could have added that mentally.
Absolutely.
Or they might not have been absolutely literally correct about their term silhouette.
I clarified it, wouldn't
I? Oh, you think
there was a backlit object? There apparently was. Did anybody ever check the ambient level, light level, that night?
It was bright, I can
clear,
guarantee you that.
Good sky.
That particular night was a very clear night.
So we are talking about a backlit silhouette.
Possibly.
The following night was very bright.
Right. But when I speak of somewhere along there, I heard someone talk of, or maybe I read somewhere of recent, and this particular episode of them coming within 100 feet of them.
Mm. That's probably exactly.
All right.
Man,
somewhere in the
within 100 feet, you get more on the silhouette.
Oh, yeah.
This is well lit.
Right. Probably some paper 300 feet and that sort of
thing. Okay. The important thing about distances is there's a little exercise in guessing the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike first said a quarter mile, and Mark said a mile and a half, or a mile, and they finally compromise on a half a mile. Okay. They're completely unable to guess.
When Payne gets in, I'll ask him relative to the size of the full moon at its closest approach for angular dimensions.
We do have one thing under the table, if I may interrupt you, gentlemen.
The
relative scale feet of 2 feet. He said something about it being 2 feet in reference, I think, to the trees. I believe you mentioned.
Well, I think it in reference to some plane.
Yeah, but how far away? This is if we can reference to the trees.
You can.
Why don't we get in here and I'm getting the old angular dimension business. We'll assume the UFO is between 15 feet and 50 feet in diameter. It's probably about 20 feet in diameter.
See, there's another thing in the paper. Someone described it as being 20 to 30 feet in diameter. And coming within 100 feet of the cruiser.
Well, see, that could be a...
where they came from, you know, is what I read.
But it didn't come from here.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, because I'd like to find out a few things from you, too.
Mm-hmm.
What should it be, roughly?
I would guess that it would be roughly 20 feet in diameter. Just roughly. It wouldn't be any less...
That small...
That's pretty big, 20 feet in diameter. Because it's a large craft. you marked off a circle that big, it would be as big as you're living.
Where do you draw these conclusions?
Well, other landed things. So this is just going to help us as an estimate. Now, let me get back to asking you.
Okay, yeah, reverse that, yeah.
That's that job too, you know.
I'm going to watch it. One of my chief objectives is to do the interrogation job on Payne.